take away from this year?
You know, to get out to a better start. You know, we have to get out to a better start as a team. You know, be a little bit more resilient, you know, as a team when we're facing adversity. And just coming together, you know, all three phases of the game, offensive, defense, special teams, and trying to execute your assignment.
Where can the defense be better?
I think we can be better in a lot of areas. Like I said, you know, there's sometimes we start fast and finish slow. There's sometimes we start slow and finish fast. And I think it took us a while to really find our groove. And, you know, even through the season, you know, we were kind of inconsistent at times. You know, I think we gave up in the beginning of the season way too many big plays, you know, in the beginning of the season. And that's something that we must work on, we must limit.
I know we've been asking this over the last couple of weeks, but you know, now that the season is over, you know, have you given a chance to think that maybe this is your last game as a Giant?
Well, you know, I mean, I've been through this process once before, and I think you just have to take it in stride. You know, if this is my last game as a Giant, you know, I'm very appreciative. I wouldn't change anything for the world. I've had, a wonderful 5 years here, and you know, I gave the team every single inch that I had. You know, I gave them every single thing that I had. And, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens, you know, once the offseason comes, you know, once everyone settles down and figure out what it is that they need to do. And, you know, hopefully we can come to agreement and get something done. And, you know, I can remain a Giant.
How much do you want to stay here?
Oh, I want to stay here. Oh, definitely. I definitely want to stay here. I feel like we're building something. Although we haven't had the season that we wanted to have collectively, I think we're still building something. I think there's a lot of room for us to grow with what we've accomplished, you know, thus far. And I would love to be a part of it. I think I'm a huge part of it. I would love to stay a part of that and, you know, keep things going.
The record doesn't say that the arrow's pointing up. Why do you say the arrow's pointing up from your senses?
Well, you know, just for the mere fact that I know where we've come from, you know, from the beginning to the midpoint this year and, you know, fighting and having some tough battles through the end of the year. And I think something that we were missing for a lot of those games was the finish and finishing strong. And, you know, even like today, I think we went out there, we battled extremely hard. You know, they just got the upper hand on us. But I think that's something that we've definitely developed and we've learned to gel with as far as towards the end of the year, which is finishing strong.
Do you allow yourself to talk, think still, you know, moving forward in the future, we, or do you need to take a step back?
I don't know what the future holds. I would love for it to be a we, but obviously, you know, I don't control that. The only thing I can do is go out there and play between the white lines and give everything I've got, like I have given for the for 5 years I've been here. And, you know, we'll see what takes place, you know, when the offseason hits.
The last year at this time, the owner said the offense was broken, and he did a lot of things to fix the offense. What do you think of your offense right now, and how much looking forward are you to being?
I think they're definitely making some strides, man. And, you know, once we get everyone back healthy, I think the sky's going to be the limit for those guys. Like I said, I think we probably start off a little bit slow, but obviously that's to be expected, learning a new offensive system. And I think they definitely picked it up, you know, towards the middle and end of the season and finished it out very, very strong.
What about the defense with Perry, who has been under some heat?
Well, you know, I think it works all together, you know, with coaches and players. And I think defensively, you know, we had a lot of key injuries, and at the same time, there's times where, you know, we probably could have been in better situations, put ourselves in better situations as coaches and players, and as players, you know, make the plays an opportunity to present itself. So, you know, it's never going to be on one person. It's never going to be, you know, just on the coach or, you know, for the sake of it sometimes, you know, even on the player, you know. So I think it's something that we need to learn from, and we need to get better all around, you know, collectively as a group, as a understanding the scheme, you know, learning what you have to do as far as your responsibility and going out there and executing your assignment.
If you come back, would you like to come back with this defensive coordinator?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I say, you know, I have full confidence in Perry, and I know what kind of coach Perry is. I know when he's at his best. I know when he's not at his best. And I also know how to work with him. You know, I've been his dog for 4 years. You know, I've been his fill-in guy. So, like I say, I love to work with Perry. You know, I don't know what's going to be in store, but, you know, even if I'm here, even if he's here, you know, whatever. So I think we just have to take it as it comes.
Along the same lines, how about Coach Coughlin and his future here? How much would you like to see him stay?
Oh, I would definitely like to see Coach, you know, stay and go out on top. And like I said, I like to be a huge part of that. But like I said, I don't know what's to take place right now. And like I said, the only thing I can do is control what I do between the white lines.